When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you on a Thursday. So ESPN did a little exercise with their football probability index. That's when they throw stuff into a computer and they simulate things and they put up the results. Mm-hmm. And the they simulated, Seth, the rest of the NFL football season. So here's what the computers came up with for the Houston Texans. This is how things are going to go, according to the FPI on ESPN.com, for the rest of the year. Week 16, how would you feel about a 28-24 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs on Saturday?
Depending on how it all went down, yeah. I wouldn't be jumping out of the 19th floor of this building or
especially
anything.
Especially if it was back and forth. You know, if they're down 28-10 and they score a couple touchdowns to make it close.
Right. Yeah, but they're like, is it a genuine close game?
Right.
It's not a garbage time production type of thing. Didn't involve any egregious game management errors. But other than that, all right. Yeah, I can live with that because you got a game versus the Ravens coming up in 5 days.
Yeah.
And plus, it's hard to jump out of it. I've tried. These windows are solid up here.
Have you tried?
Yeah.
Do you try to kick the window in, or do you just like lunge?
I try to do it with my shoulder.
You do?
I feel like if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Don't you have a bad shoulder?
Yeah, that's part of the pain.
It's part of why I want to jump out of the building. Yeah. My shoulder hurts too much.
I feel like as long as I leave it up to the fates of whether the window is strong enough or not, then it won't be considered suicide in the eyes of
God. There you go.
I'll be like, you're just, you didn't know. Every other time you've tried it, it's failed. This time, you get a pass.
28-24, week 16, the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Houston Texans, according to these FPI computers from ESPN. Week 17, okay. How about this? Week 17, the computers say that the Texans are going to defeat the Baltimore Ravens 34-14.
That's what the computer said?
A 20-point win over the Baltimore Ravens.
In Baltimore?
No, it's here. It's
Day. Christmas. I got him flopped. Sorry.
Yeah,
in Houston.
In Houston.
Okay, so
what does that look like?
The Texans pass rush at home, where it's just been this defense has been a nightmare for opposing quarterbacks at home. I don't know if that's factored in or not, but that's my little computer and my noggin thinks that that's a big deal. That's why I would rather, even though the Texans are a better matchup versus the Steelers, I'd rather face, if I'm going to try to make a deep push in the playoffs, I'd rather face the Ravens at home instead of in the divisional round in Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm surprised that the margin is that big.
Yeah, I am too.
That's very surprising to me, especially because the Texans have struggled to score more than 30 points this season. They've done it versus the Cowboys and the Patriots.
Well, and Baltimore's not a great defense. We know that, but we know what the Texans are offensively. Here's what's interesting. Week 18... meaningless game in this scenario because they played out the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
It's a meaningless game for the Texans. They lose in Tennessee 31-28 to the Tennessee Titans.
I wouldn't worry about it because it's a meaningless game.
I wouldn't worry about it either.
Those guys are getting rested.
Yeah. Now, I'll say this, that the Texans under this scenario, and we'll talk about what the playoffs look like here by these computers in a second. Now, they'd be 1-2 in these two games. They would finish the season 10-7. That would get everybody there over for their 9.5 over win tickets in Vegas. So everybody be happy about that. If they go 24 points, 34 points, and 28 points in the final three games of the season, That has me feeling a whole lot better about the offense going into the postseason.
Well, you know, you brought up earlier that you're kind of surprised that the Texans, as of right now, are where on the scoring
offense? They were 11th going into the Miami game, and I would imagine 20 points in the Miami game probably doesn't move them very much.
Where it doesn't feel like, because they haven't had huge outputs or anything, that it feels like they've been, at best, like dead center of the pack.
Yeah.
They haven't been blanked offensively.
Right.
And I think part of that is what we talked about earlier. They have the ability for hero ball. Like a lot of these games, they're at least getting a deep shot to Nico Collins or Joe Mixon breaks off a big run, whatever it might be. And then also because the Texans' defense is so opportunistic. Texans right now they're in the top three for turnover margin. They've got the second most interceptions in the league. And that creates opportunities to score. But the difference is we just haven't seen a high-powered Texans offense, one that just marches down the field relentlessly. That to be pushing up against 30 points against some good defenses, solid defenses, not best defense in the league, then yeah, that would be progress.
That'd be progress, even at 1-2. I would sign up for this end of the season right here based solely on that. The 1-2 part doesn't bother me. They're going to be the 4 seed in all likelihood, regardless of how things unfold. In the postseason, this is a funny comment on the text page. 34-14 over the Ravens. We finally found the computer that actually got hit by Y2K. Hey, now. All right, so the way in this simulation that the playoffs line up are kind of how it's lined up right now. Kansas City 1, Baltimore 2. This is AFC seeding. Pittsburgh 3, the Texans 4th, and then the 3 wildcard teams. All 10-7, just like the Texans, are 5 Baltimore, 6 Chargers, 7 Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
So they play all the tiebreakers out and everything, you know, division record, head-to-head, everything. Baltimore has beaten both the Chargers and the Broncos this year, so if there's a tie with either of those teams, the Texans will be getting the Ravens as the 5 seed in the playoffs. And apparently the Ravens had revenge on their mind in this computer simulation.
Damn it, computer.
Because they come to NRG Stadium, the very stadium they got blown out in this computer 3 weeks prior, or 4 weeks maybe, whatever it is. 34-14, the Ravens come back in here and beat the Texans by a field goal. 27-24.
So
season over.
So this is the thing. There's a good chance, based on this computer, which I'll remind everybody, has the Texans beating the Ravens 34-14.
Week 17.
At home.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And this is where the computer models kind of screw things up at times, is when something's different, mm-hmm. if there's an anomaly, that they can't, it's not running it against, the computer can't go back and look at all the various times that a team has played on Christmas Day on short rest after a short week the week before. Maybe they're overly weighting that of being on the road on a short week at the end of the year.
Yep.
Maybe they've gone back in and looked at how different various Thursday night teams have performed late in the season when injuries have mounted. So being on the road after a short week in which you also had a short week the week before, that's a big wild card in how it affects a team.
The computer also has the Ravens losing to the Steelers this coming weekend.
Uh-huh.
So maybe some of it's baked in, like, let down.
At that point,
got swept by the Steelers.
And they're probably locked into the 5 seed at that point.
Or at least the wild card, at least the playoff spot.
Yeah.
If I'm I think the Ravens are the one team that's kind of hovering around this wild card fringe that they don't give a crap where they're seated. You know, like I think the Ravens feel, as long as we're in the dance, we're the Baltimore Ravens. We can go play with anybody.
It's this the way it worked out in terms of the schedule makers for this 2-game stretch here, where all these teams, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Kansas City, and Houston, are going to play on Saturday and then play again on Christmas Day. It worked out about as well as they could have envisioned it, other than the fact that Texans are, you know, the Texans are just, you don't feel as solid about those other teams in the playoffs. But in the way it is on paper, you got the 4 division leaders all squaring off against each other. They're not division leaders, but potential division leaders.
The Ravens
in contention and Steelers. In contention for the division right there at the end of the season.
Yeah.
That's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
And that's what I tell people, too, because some people still say, I feel like the league's out to get us the way they schedule these games.
It's the opposite.
If you believe that the league is also out to get Kansas City, Buffalo, Pittsburgh and the Ravens. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, if anything, it's a tip of the cap more so than anything.
I think in their heart of hearts, the schedule makers may have thought that may have bought into the Texans offseason because the schedule comes out in May after all those moves had been made with Diggs and everything. I think they envision the Texans being where the Bills are right now and maybe the Bills being among those wild card teams.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like they, then you would, boy, if the Texans were where the Bills are right now, you would have the 1 and 2 seeds going against each other on Christmas Day, and you'd have, well, no, you wouldn't. You'd have the 1 and 2 seeds going in at it this weekend on Saturday, Ravens Steelers Saturday, and then you'd have Ravens. Yeah, I mean, you. Well, no, it's still pretty good, but it'd be even better.
Well, but it's even. But you got the Broncos and Chargers tonight.
Yeah.
So from Thursday through Wednesday. Inside of 1 week on the calendar, you're getting all of these teams facing off against other playoff teams.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Well, this one was, the one tonight is dumb luck. I don't think anybody planned on Denver being a 9-5 team.
Yeah.
You know, but you're right. Well, like
they flexed this one, though, too.
Did they flex this one?
I thought this was, I don't know.
Okay, yeah, who knows?
I don't keep up with the flexing stuff.
The Super Bowl that the computer spit out, Buffalo 27, Detroit 13. That's a lot of optimism about Detroit getting to the Super Bowl right now. I think the consensus seems to be that Detroit, because of all these injuries on defense, I'm not going to say they're running on fumes, but they're vulnerable. You know, Detroit's going to have to win a bunch of shootouts to get there, probably.
Yeah, yeah. And they
just don't have guys.
Do they have the most IR designations in the league? They do by a long margin. I saw a graphic yesterday.
Yeah.
The one side of that graphic that I saw that I liked was that the Texans are kind of smack dab in the middle of guys on IR.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's notable just because last year, I think a lot of people were starting to worry that, hey, is this D'Amico Swarm style of play in practice? Does it end up with more guys getting injured? This year, at least, it hasn't been an issue compared to the rest of the NFL. So, for whatever that's worth, if that makes it doesn't bring Stephon Diggs back.
No, it does not.
It is a difference.
It does not.
This is the first time they flexed into a Thursday night.
Okay.
Broncos Giants.
Okay. The Broncos.
Or Broncos.
Broncos Chargers.
Sorry, I'm looking at a picture of John Mara. But dope.
What's up with Saquon?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
There's a texter here saying, I understand it would be a meaningless game, but being swept by the Titans this season, that would be tough. I'll tell you the worst part about that, about if the Texans, and this is why I do kind of want them to treat that Tennessee game like it's at least somewhat meaningful. And I wouldn't be surprised to see the starters see it treated like a preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not going to have played a game since Christmas. Do you want the Texans to go into a game on January the 11th, a playoff game, having not played football since Christmas Day?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I could see the starters playing some of that Tennessee game. But the most painful part would be your road winning streak that you've got in the AFC South right now. It's a 9-game road winning streak. I want that thing to continue forever. Yes. And you have a road winning streak, I believe, against the Tennessee Titans right now. I think you've beaten the Tennessee Titans on the road a few times.
I don't know. It's the AFC road win streak doesn't do it for me just because it's the AFC South.
Divisional road.
It's weird. I know you appreciate it just because it's so statistically unlikely.
Correct.
I get that.
Yeah.
It won't cause me any actual emotional pain.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna. Damn it. We had a good thing going. 2024 was gonna be a good year, Brandy. It's over. It's all over.
I can't promise I won't be that way if it happens. I might slam my fist.
Sounds
on the
like
table
you've already put money on it. So that's what it sounds like.
I got
to
check.
You degenerate.
I might have.
Yeah.
I got to check. I got to check and see if that's the case. Hey, by the way. The favorite to land Kirk Cousins next year, if he's not on the Falcons, the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
4-1.
Yeah.
According to the odds makers.
Do it, Amy Adams.
Dude, that would be awesome. Kirk Cousins on the Titans.
Sound off like you got a pair and bring Kirk Cousins home to Tennessee.
They asked Will Levis yesterday in his media availability. Will Levis benched again. Benched this week. There's a reporter that asked him, almost asked a question with the assumption that he's not the guy anymore.
Yeah.
Take a listen.
Well, you talked back in training camp how eager you were to go out and prove that you could be this team's quarterback and franchise quarterback in the league. Well, why do you think that did not happen?
I don't think that that's the end of the conversation. I still believe that I can be the franchise quarterback for this team. I have the utmost confidence in myself and my ability to lead any team in this league. And I think that this year was great development for me, and I think that I truly did improve. And sure as heck don't want to go out like that. And I know that, you know, there's a positive future for me, whether it's here or somewhere else. And I just got to, you know, have the conversations I need to here, and hopefully I can show and prove that I can still be the guy.
Do you think Will Levis gets that? If it doesn't work out in Tennessee, are any teams going to be hot to give Will Levis the Sam Darnold opportunity?
I don't think there will be teams that are intrigued by him and are going to give him an opportunity. I don't know, to step in and start, but kind of like Baker Mayfield in Tampa else. I think if Will Levis is looking for any kind of example of quarterbacks who had a rough go of it the first couple of years, and then eventually it clicked. We've got more examples than ever of that in the NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Baker Mayfield looked a lot better in his first few years than Will Levis has at any
point. No doubt. He got him to the playoffs.
Baker Mayfield's
playoff
shoulder injury that he was trying to play through was worse than anything else. But, I think Will Levis, he'll go back to one of those. Einstein's got a bunch of great quotes about failure. Failure is success in progress. That's one of them.
Oh.
It's just, if you're... That's why I never like these questions about... Like, when they asked Antetokounmpo, was this season a failure? Like, you can define failure any which way you want.
You had a good answer to
that,
too.
And there's different categories of, okay, we succeeded in this regard, failed in this regard, but it's always a stepping stone, you know?
Yep.
It's only final if you make it that way. So, good job, young mayonnaise pitch man. You did it. You're reframing the failure the right way.
Good job. Good job, Will Levis. John Gruden was on the Bussin' with the Boys podcast. What was it like coaching Antonio Brown? You remember that one summer where Antonio Brown fried his feet?
Yeah, in France.
Didn't like the way his helmet fit.
He roasted his feet in a cryo chamber like it was a French delicacy or something.
Gruden's answer may surprise you about Antonio Brown.
No, it won't.
On this podcast. But it may surprise the audience.
Oh, okay.
So, that's coming up next.
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks. It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.